You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Yeah. That's right. Play them funky bass lines. Hey, folks. Bing is for doing. We're here doing the South Park AfterBuzz podcast for season 16, episode 10, entitled Insecurity. How y'all doing out there? You doing good? Because we're doing great in here, folks. Great. With me, as always, the lovely Kira Bate.
Hey, guys.
And over there, man in the booth, Ms. Dara. Introduce your goddamn self.
I am Phil Svitek. You can't see me tonight because we're back to the old version of our video switcher because of some technical difficulties, so there's no camera on me tonight.
It's a sad day for you out there in viewer land because you don't get to see Phil's beautiful, beautiful face.
That's right, but they get to see yours.
They do get to see mine. Speaking of beautiful faces, man, that UPS man, huh?
He was, like, totally beat after that.
Well, that's what happens when you get punched about the face by seven dudes dressed as
Bane. Who predicted that there was going to be some kind of Batman thing?
I don't know. It wasn't me.
Okay, it wasn't me either, so.
So it was either Steve or Jack.
Okay, must have been
And
Steve.
They're both dead. Oh, yeah, just to let you guys know, immediately after we finished last week's podcast, Jack and Steve were killed in a very, very tragic accident.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. So the UPS man is apparently banging everyone.
Apparently.
Is this a thing? Do UPS men bang everybody?
That's what I've heard. I've read some stories, naughty stories, and I hear that wives really do that.
Jeff.
I have not. Swear, yeah. I have not.
A likely story. Phil, have you ever banged the UPS man?
I've never banged the UPS man, but a lot of pornos... Not yes. that I watch a lot of them,
yeah.
but they deal with this kind of
Phil,
fantasy.
I lived with you in college.
We did.
And?
I want to know, Kira, this is where you really have to open up. No lying, no BS.
Yeah, no lying.
Do women find fantasies attractive?
Yes. UPS men, my taste, no.
You don't find those brown shorts don't do it for you?
No, I just always think of Doug from King of the Hill.
What about like a gardener?
No, unless it was, like, that one guy from Desperate Housewives that Eva Longoria was sleeping with, Jesse Metcalf, then yeah. But usually, no, it's always, like, some 40-year-old guy named Jose or something. No.
That's, just the tiniest bit racist.
A little bit. I'm from Arizona.
Yeah, you're allowed to be. You're supposed to be racist.
SB-1070, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's in the Constitution. look it up. So... basically, South Park is overrun with ladies getting possibly pounded out like a mallard duck, which I believe is the term the old man used to describe what happened in the old days with the milkmen. Pounded out like a mallard duck by the UPS dude. Ordering all kinds of stuff from Amazon. So, guys, I don't know, if you've ever ordered something from Amazon, it's probably because subconsciously you want to bang the UPS dude. I mean, I remember the last time we had a UPS dude come to my apartment, it was because of our internet. We had our modem and such dropped off. And Andrew, my roommate, and I could barely contain ourselves.
Really?
Yeah. They just exude this intense aura of sexuality.
For me, I love how they captured the notion of freedom and everything that's going on in politics and just tied it to the stupidest thing.
Yep.
Sex and Amazon and deliveries.
Yep.
Which is just sheer brilliance.
Yeah. I got a package for you. I need you to sign here. the thing that's most disturbing to me about this, I don't mind that housewives are getting it good from the UPS man. That's fine. More power to you. The thing that disturbs me is that it's such an integral part of the Broflovsky sex life that he has a fake UPS outfit with that little signature collecting thingy, and then he holds it in front of his wang for her to sign. Also, if I, at whatever age Ike is,
How old is he now? They
Here's
never
the thing.
Age.
Wait, remember, he had a relationship with his teacher. He's old enough to know.
I do remember that.
That's right.
If I had walked in on the thing that he walked in on...
Did you ever walk in on your parents?
Yeah, but I was 18, so...
Oh my God! Are you kidding? That's worse! Yes,
oh, yeah.
Agreed!
Oh my God! I didn't say it wasn't worse.
At least you know. Oh, my God.
I gave a warning knock, too.
What's the warning knock? Like a din-din-din-din-din? Well, did you give them enough time? Did you knock and then just open the door?
No. I gave it a beat. I knocked. There was some sort of response, I imagined.
It was probably, hold on.
It was horrible. It was a horrible...
Here's the thing. John, at 18, I feel like you should have known something was up. I mean, like...
It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, stuff happens.
I know. I know, Phil. I know how you do.
Alright. Well, before we ask Kira, question, is it worse to get walked in on as a kid getting masturbating or seeing your parents? I'll let anyone answer.
I haven't had the other one. So I only know walking in, and that's horrible.
Okay.
Kid masturbating for sure.
That's worse.
That's horrible. Yes.
Mm. Why is that?
Well,
worse?
I mean, I'm not that religious, but can you imagine? Because masturbating's already a sin, and then your parents seeing you do that?
Sinning.
I mean, again, I'm not religious, but that, you know, that's what all the Catholics say. So yeah, that's like a double whammy. Mm. What about you?
I've walked, but I was, I think I was like 10.
Okay.
When I was just
still
first learning about all that stuff.
Still pretty rough.
You know? And yeah, so 10. I think it's actually worse to get walked in on, because you're the one who's embarrassed.
Exactly.
You know, rather than being like, you guys are gross.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, John, were you pretty embarrassed? Were you like, oh God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it was pretty rough.
Still. But I will agree.
Kudos for sharing that, John.
Yeah, thank you.
That took a lot of guts. That John has no insecurities.
I'm about to ruin the rest of the day for everyone too. It was my birthday.
Today?
No, when that happened.
Oh, I was like, wow. Yeah. Wow.
That was bad.
Okay.
So I could tell a ton of jokes, but
yeah.
If you don't want me to go there, I won't go there.
Don't go there.
Alright.
Hey, folks, you heard about this iTunes bull crap? You know, you can use it, this iTunes. They have this iTunes store or whatever.
We're going to take it a step further. We're going to now make mandatory. John shared a really, really intimate part of his life. So you have to now rate, not rape, and comment on iTunes.
Rate and comment. I just poured my soul out to you people. The least you can do is give us some real nice star things and comments. And
Kira, did you ever walk in on your parents?
No, never. My mom's a single mom, so there was pretty much no
opportunity
for that to happen.
All the more reason why things were going on.
Maybe she didn't do it at home, I guess. She never brought men home, so maybe she was doing it elsewhere. So I was never set up for that trap, luckily.
Or while you were at school.
Interesting. Yeah, that could have happened.
I mean, we're right really on my bed. Some barriers
how terrible.
Here.
UBS man.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
It always happens. It's 100%. It happens 100%. If you see a UPS truck, someone's getting drilled.
They're so fast and convenient. It's not like it's not like the post office that takes 5 to 7 business days.
Yeah, no. In and out.
He's got places to go.
Oh, man. Also, the shorts, the post office shorts are a lot less sexy than the brown UPS shorts.
I will agree with that.
It's a whole jumper.
Mm.
No, it's not just shorts. It's a jumpsuit.
Is it a jumper? I thought it was like a separate...
No, it's a jumpsuit. Yeah, it's a whole, like, hey. It's all or nothing, baby.
Hey, ladies.
All or nothing.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit. All right. So, rate, comment, tell your friends. Tell your goddamn friends about us, you selfish piece of crap. All right. So, Phil and I have delved into this a little bit. Men's insecurities play a big role in this horrible fiasco that happened.
I feel like women have a lot of insecurities, though, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but they can always get drilled by the UPS man.
Well, all right. I was gonna go off on a rant how women never expose their insecurities, and I was like, wait, there's bulimia, anorexia, and all these different things. And so
our girls always like, oh my god, I'm so fat.
Yeah.
Even when they're skinny, and they're just like waiting for you to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
So it's pretty well documented that. Females are
like, my sister's always like, I'm so ugly. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Men's insecurities, though. Basically, every single insecurity a man ever has boils down to what this episode is, which is, oh, shit, my wife is banging the UPS man. That's sort of the crux of all of our problems.
Really?
No,
why?
Phil? Am I wrong?
Well, I would say it's a very Freudian type of thing where everything just goes back to the penis.
Our wangs.
And
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Kira, how many times... I'm sure you've heard guys say, like, oh, when I saw that thing, just my penis shrunk. Or, like, it's always like, my, you know...
wang.
Of course.
We define ourselves by our wang.
Yeah, and I love... And it goes back to the episode that they did about men's penis sizes, mm-hmm. and now they were trying to extend their penis size, and they came up with the weird formulas to do so, and, So, yes, a UPS man, therefore, would probably have a bigger penis, supposedly.
Why?
Well,
Well, wait.
I'm not saying he does, but in their minds, obviously, that's what South Park is making.
How was that drawing that Ike did? I thought the penis was... I mean, was it okay?
The penis, that remember. Penis was huge.
That wang
okay,
was fucking...
see? And that's Kyle's dad. So, it had to have been bigger than the UPS man. And, mind you, his dad was Jewish. And you know the rumor. It's supposed to be small, but it was not. And then I love how, like, Sheila's tits were, like, she was, like, actually skinny for once, and then she had huge tits. That is not how her body
boobies,
looks like.
No.
Huge.
Nor do I imagine, I'm going to assume that Gerald Blofilowski's wang is not that, is
okay,
not
I
bigger
will...
than his wife.
That's what Ike Strong said, I'm just saying.
Mine is, ladies.
I'm going to be terrible.
Yeah, do
no,
it.
But how about this? This will actually help me. According to The Believer, which is a Ryan Gosling movie where he plays a Jewish neo-Nazi, Jewish men love to give head. So that was an inaccurate portrayal.
Jewish men love to give head?
I mean, get head.
Oh,
get
my
head.
God.
Get head. They don't like to penetrate and thrust.
And why is that? Is it not kosher?
No, they have no spine. According to The Believer. So
interesting.
According to
anything,
that,
anything Ryan Gosling says is true.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So thereby
like
that was
tells.
An inaccurate portrayal of a Jewish couple.
So according to the thoughts of a neo-Nazi.
A Jewish neo-Nazi.
Right. Okay. Gotcha, Phil.
Yes.
I'm glad I know where you're coming from. But yeah, all these men, their insecurities pop up, like, constantly. And it's really, really, ultimately, it all boils down to their sexual...
Well,
I can just
think of Rod's, like, if think about it. Oh, that dude has a better car than me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really stems down to that guy's better than me. That guy has a bigger dick than mine.
And that's what it all boils down to, is whose dick's bigger than whose.
I'll make up an argument here. I'll boil it down to...
To a dick size?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go.
I mean, what's an argument? What do you mean?
Like, for guys, like something that you always see guys fighting about.
They only fight about girls. Like, that's what
dick
all guys
size.
Fight about.
Okay,
of course.
That's a real...
Well, what's something else boys fight about?
Well,
boys are so chill.
No, there's only one thing boys fight about, and it's their wings.
I guess so, because I never see boys fight, except for...
You ever know, like, you ever always hear, like, when...
Have they... Okay, what about fighting over the last piece of pizza or something silly?
Gotta do
it with dick sizes.
Wow. Yeah. And how is that?
If I can feed myself more, my dick might grow.
How about this? No, you know how in threesomes, if it's one girl, two guys, and you're always hearing the stories of crossing swords? It's because they're comparing dick sizes.
What's crossing swords? Oh!
John just showed Kira what crossing swords was.
They're interesting.
Dick size.
Is that a lot in your guys' porn stuff? I didn't even know.
Kira, what kind of porn do you watch?
None, obviously.
I'll wait for an answer all night.
Not crossing swords. I mean, I think when I was, like, in high school, I would see, like, normal ones. Not,
I don't
like,
think
anything
that,
weird.
I don't think that's a category, by the way, crossing swords. Like, that's not a...
Hello, get on...
I meant... What is it? Not a threesome with
a devil's threesome?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Devil's threesome.
No, I've never seen it. I've never seen a devil's threesome yet.
Interesting.
Well, wouldn't you guys rather see, like, two girls anyway? Or, I mean, is that cool to...
Yes.
Okay,
but,
thank you.
Yeah, I don't...
When you get it for free, guess it doesn't matter what you see.
Yeah,
all right.
Basically.
All
right.
To bring back the dick sizes.
As always, it will.
No, here's actually, I really like South Park in the sense that they always go back to pretty sexual things, and yet it's still funny. You know what I mean? Think about it. Going back to The Lord of the Rings with the tape and, like, Backdoor Sluts 9 and Ike with his teacher, and there's always sexual things. Proper condom use. I mean, Mr. Garrison, I mean, it's just funny. Sex is funny.
It is funny. The best one, I think, that I've seen is Season 3, Episode 10, and it was, like, about, like, the Japanese, like, and these, like, anime things were taking over South Park, and the whole time they're like, it's okay, because, you know, they were doing kind of, like, the Furby invasion kind of thing. They're like, it's okay, we Japanese, you American, your dick very big, and then the one's like, mine is so small, and, like, after that, and then the women were like, can't you see that they are just tricking you? They are running our economy and, like, brainwashing our children, and because they're telling your dick's big, you're like looking the other way, and like the men just totally were oblivious because Japanese guys said that their dick was bigger than theirs or smaller than theirs.
100% true.
Wow. So if I get into a fight with a guy, all I have to do is like say your dick's big and it will be okay, or does it have to be another guy surrendering?
See, the idea is,
I think for a woman, and I'll let you know, unless I'm jumping on your point, I think for a woman, she has to kind of... If you're a dude, it's an easier argument because you're like, oh, dude, thanks. Whereas for a girl, I think you kind of have to go a little bit further and show it.
Show what?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Dick Talk Hour brought to you by Subway.
So you have to show it. Okay.
I don't mean... No, you get what I mean by show it.
They have to show me.
No.
What?
Well, that's the first part of it.
Oh! Did you see that? I was just like, Eureka. A light bulb just popped up. I get it. Okay. I won't use that comment then. Thank you.
I'll let John lead the show. I've clearly led it down the wrong path.
But it's interesting you bring that up. Because I need you to help me tell these people about the lovely things happening here.
All right. So everyone knows I run AfterBuzz. You know, me and a few other people, but...
And that boils down to having a big penis.
Yeah, right. I like a lot of... And here's what I'm really proud of, and it makes my dick so big. I like saying that we do 50 shows a week here at AfterBuzz TV.
It's a reflection of his dick size.
That's right. And the more shows we do, the bigger my dick is. And 50 is pretty fucking big.
Mm-hmm. It's a big dick.
That's right. And so, for those of you listening... That means we probably do a show that you love, and your dick can get big too by listening to the shows.
It's math.
So, you guys should check out AfterBuzzTV.com for more of your favorite shows, and your dick will get bigger.
Your dick will be huge.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
But really, your dick will be huge.
Your dick will be huge. Guys, security systems. Scams.
Total scam.
And I'm so glad. Yeah, oh, what's happening?
That's your security
system. Oh, no. Wait a minute.
God, that sounds like from Silent Hill or something. I was getting freaked out.
Yeah, that's a war siren.
Yeah.
Guys, if you buy a security system, for it to work, it's already too late.
I've always thought that. Always.
Also, any burglar worth his weight in poop, he doesn't even need to be worth his weight in gold, knows how to disarm a security system.
Mm.
These are facts.
2 points. A, go see Frank and Robot, or Robot and Frank, whatever the order is of that. And it's actually... It's good, and it deals with a guy stealing and how simple it can be, because he's like 80 years old, and you know, if an 80-year-old guy can do it, obviously anyone can. B, when they install the system, they install it in such a way that you feel safe, because they want you to see it as the client of like, oh wow, there's cameras everywhere, but they don't get the spots that the burglar would actually use.
Yeah.
So it makes you it gives you a false sense of security.
And what South Park did a really good job pointing out here is that all they can do is make a sound go off and then call you.
And aren't like, you better off calling the police anyway?
Well, yeah.
Because that's what they do.
But also, average police response time is far longer than it would take for someone to burglarize your house.
And here's the other thing, and it's sad to say, you got to tell them, like, let's say something of yours was stolen, especially in L.A., no cop's really going to give a F.
Agreed.
You got to say, like, yeah, and I've also been stabbed. Then they'll come. You know.
Of course, you'll be lying, but in Glendale and Burbank, it might not be that big of a deal because they have their own police force.
There you go.
I live in Glendale.
And you know what else about the scams, too, is I heard that one of my friends, he got his house burglarized, so he was thinking about doing that stuff, and his dad was like, don't do it, because not only do they get your information, they sell it to other places because they're like, oh, yeah, that person's a jackass,
and
he's
an
totally
idiot.
Paranoid. He's so paranoid, he thinks people are going to break into his house, blah, blah, blah. So then they start sending you more junk mail about, like, aren't you afraid that so-and-so is going to steal your bank, like, your bank information, identity theft, fraud, like, more security systems. They will make you so freaking paranoid because they know that you're a freaking jackass, and that's why you should never sign up for those things. You will get solicited like no other by every other market possible for paranoid people. See?
And also, you can pay someone to break into your house to prove how wrong they are. As Cartman.
I told you to rape my mom.
No, go. Keep going. Keep going. That was horrible. Cartman really wanted to see his mom get raped, huh? He really wanted that to happen. There's something wrong with that kid.
Here's what I interpret it as, and maybe I'm going a little step further. Later on in the episode, you know, his insecurity goes off because he doesn't have a dad.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's raping his mom, it's like his dad's
having
sex.
It's like he has a dad. Yeah. It's like that guy's his dad.
Yeah. Serious, though.
I mean, there's a warped kind of sense to what you're saying.
We've really hit a lot of Freudian levels here.
Yeah, we're really getting deep into Phil's psyche.
Wait, and how does that revert to his penis?
If he has a dad, his penis will be just like his dad's, because his dad's penis is big, because he's always railing his mom.
Thank you.
There you go.
Also, as Workaholics taught us, dad dicks are huge, man!
Is that a quote?
Yeah, that's an actual quote. Hey, remember when the UPS guy's brain popped out of his head?
What?
Did you miss that part at the end?
Yeah, the episode.
Oh,
yeah.
When he... I thought you were talking about, like, Workplace, and I was like, I've never seen that show. Oh, when he jumps out?
His
that
brain
was gross.
Pops out of his
I didn't
head.
Think he was going to die. I thought they were going to make him
rough.
Live. That was sad.
Yeah. I think we're ready to get into some sort of stray observations.
Yes.
Love the old man coming back, or that old man character. You got to kill him. and kill him good. I hated that they did such a specific Dark Knight Rises homage, because I still haven't seen it, because I am a cultureless swine.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what's wrong with you?
I know. I know.
It must have something to do with your penis.
I think my penis
I can't
is,
believe you've not seen it.
I think what it is just like my penis is so big.
It just can't fit into the theater.
That I just can't bring it into a theater with me. Yeah.
Or are you insecure about shootings?
That's also part of it. Because guns are like a metal penis. And I'm afraid of a guy with a metal penis that's bigger than my already awesome real penis.
Yeah.
Any other stray observations from you guys?
Stray observations. The thing that made me laugh the hardest out of this whole episode were the two things. What sane normal person would ever have sex with Kyle's mom?
Yep.
And then again, anyone who would have sex with Kyle's mom would have sex with just about anything. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Two more stray observations was when every time they referenced the somebody breaking in, it was always a white man coming in raping my mom.
That's because all the security companies, when they show someone breaking in, show a white man.
I thought it was hilarious because I totally got that. I was like, you know what? That's right. It always is some white guy.
Yeah, because they don't want to be racist or perceived as racist by having a black guy do it.
Well, interesting. All right. And then last but not least, Randy. And again, we had talked about this like several times. And I know I mentioned how, you know, he like jacked off that guy in the pool. And, you know, we're talking more. His password or safety code was Tickle Me Homo.
Tickle Me Homo.
So they really keep reiterating that Randy is gay.
Also worth noting, that is Phil's password for everything.
Mm.
Mine's actually... Why haven't you tickled me yet, homo?
Phil, any stray observations from you?
Stray observations. This isn't necessarily an observation, although it could be. I really liked how the drawing just took on so many different meanings to F up so many people's days and lives.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
You know, and just goes to show how one tiny little thing can have so many interpretations and just lead everyone down a bad, bad path.
Yep.
So...
I also liked that being told the Jewish population is growing set off Cartman's insecurity system. All right.
Well, here's the actual good part of that. It's good to know that he actually believes what he says rather than, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's kind of, it reassured me about Cartman in some weird sense.
That he is truly an anti-Semite and not someone who's feigning anti-Semitism.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, there's a lot of people that can spew BS, and you know they may not necessarily believe it, but the fact that that really got him insecure was pretty funny.
Oh, also I love that Mr. Stotch is really, really gay too, because he was secretly buying stuff from Amazon and admitted to having feelings for the UPS man. I think it's time for some spooky theremin music, Phil.
And now you're after Buzz TV prediction.
Predict something.
Maybe some kind of twist with Big Bird. Sesame Street.
Predict something.
I predict, but it will never happen, is Ted versus Tally, and I've said it multiple times, but also I feel like there's got to be something with the presidential election.
Duh.
We got that going on. I mean, have we done gas prices?
No, but gas prices going up was purely a California thing.
Oh, was it? All right. Let's see. What else is going on in the world as of late?
Serious stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, you know what? I've heard a lot of funny things people saying about the presidential election, so I feel like that, you know, that's very topical.
We're still on that? I know, that's what I keep predicting. I'm waiting for it to happen.
I think it's going to be the one right after the election, probably.
I
want to see them go after Todd Akin.
Okay.
Wait, who's Todd Akin?
Legitimate rape guy.
What?
You don't remember this?
What?
He's running for Congress in, like, Missouri? I think it's Missouri.
Yeah. What?
And he said that he cited some fake science saying that women can't get pregnant from legitimate rape, so that they shouldn't, they should, as a, like, an idea, basically justifying banning abortion in cases of rape.
Oh.
So... I'm wondering if there, because there's been a lot of really horrifying gaffes like that on the part of the GOP.
Oh, all right.
So, I mean, We'll see. Who knows? I think that just about does it for our time here, folks.
Yes.
That's Tell right. them where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Kirabate.
Phil?
They can find me here at the AfterBuzz Studios at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter.
Yeah, you can find me at J. Dugan Barrett on Twitter. And I will be performing this Saturday at the Second City Theater in Hollywood, 5 p.m. Bring your family.
And what date is that?
That is October 13th.
There you go. Nice job with the math.
I know things. Catch you
From
next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.